Welcome to today's devotion for the first Sunday in Lent, March 9th, 2025. I'm Ross Parker, and I'm happy to share this time with you today. Whether you're starting your day, taking a break, or winding down, I hope this message brings you peace and inspiration. Today, we'll explore The Soil of Faithfulness, a devotion written by Brian Cole. Do not begin by trying to grow asparagus. Care and tend for the soil where asparagus will flourish. The good asparagus will come. Susan, my wife, is a gardener. For the first several years of our marriage, we lived on a large family property next door to her sister. Together, Susan and her sister tended a vegetable garden. When we lived in such proximity to the garden, one my sister-in-law had cultivated for decades, I learned the significance of feeding the soil. If the soil is healthy, then the good growth is a kind of afterthought. The objective is not asparagus. Do not begin by trying to grow asparagus. Care and tend for the soil where asparagus will flourish. The good asparagus will come. This is where time and preparation matter. You do not grow healthy fruits and vegetables overnight. Healthy food, good fruit, comes from a slow process. For a time, it'll appear that nothing is happening. But in that nothing time, many things unseen are happening. In St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus is tempted by the devil in the wilderness. For 40 days in the wilderness, the devil tempts him. 40 days seems like a long time until you place it against the rest of Jesus' life before the Spirit led him into the wilderness. For all the time prior to the 40 days in the wilderness, only good soil was growing in Jesus. The scriptures were also good food. Jesus was fully one with the Spirit of God. Jesus was not preparing for the wilderness. Jesus was fully with God, the good, and the whole soil growing. When the testing in the wilderness arrived, Jesus responded from the depth of a cultivated life. The testing gave witness to the complete depth of God's story and God's word fully in Jesus. In cultivating a life of faithfulness, a life where good fruit grows in us, we are not called to be satisfied with appearances. I do not want simply to appear to be joyful, to have discovered a way to fake patience. I want those to be fruits growing from a deep soil in me. Consider that your life is a garden, a place set apart from growth. The objective is not asparagus, but patience and joy and gentleness and self-control. If those fruits are to be real, they will take time. You grow good fruit by cultivating the soil of your life, by trusting that you are worth the effort to rise early to pray, to embrace your human limits, to seek a quiet place where nothing appears to be happening. In the nothing season, when the fruit of the Spirit is quietly growing in you, God is preparing you to be a person of depth, grounded in the real. Before we part, I want to take a moment to mention our ministry of the day. During these 40 days of Lent, we are praying for all of our ministries and programs here at Ascension. Today, I invite you to pray for our nursery. Thank you for joining me today. May God's blessings be with you always. Have a wonderful day.